Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Something about your face.
I know, it's really fat.
We're two fat boys born to host the show.
We keep shoving food into our face.
Make some room, Cliff and Kendall are back. No, seriously, they're morbidly obese. You're going to have to scoot over.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die.
Ever.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff
we'll
and
let our heart attacks do that.
Are your hosts, come along for the ride.
Come along.
Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, we are.
People in their 30s.
Ladies and gentlemen.
People in their 30s.
Oh, Cliff, yes. Cliff and Kendall are in their 30s.
Oh, God.
Who knows how far in our 30s we really are? Only us.
Don't remind me how far into our 30s we really are.
Cliff, when did this happen? You know?
It seemed to happen overnight.
This is not a joke. This is not funny. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I seem to remember something about turning 13 and being a teenager. And then cut two, I'm 30. All the middle is, I don't know what happened.
I remember like a fifth birthday party. Like people were over.
I had a hat on and a
yeah, I had a hat on and it was like they were, I had a bandana and we were on the patio. And that's what I remember. And then suddenly, here I am in the studio, and Mr. Schoenbein's like, hey, first and fat person in your 30s, get on the air! He got to the show about people in their 30s!
I just remember looking at people thinking, oh, they're old, they're in their 30s, and
yeah,
here we are, we've arrived. I don't know, it's such a hard thing to grasp and to accept more than anything.
Yeah, yes.
Because, you know, Cliff, we are Trentagenarians.
Oh! Are we?
Trentagenarians. It's like, we're like that new...
And we still do that.
No. We're like that
you
new...
You can take the that off. Out of the Trentagenarian.
And you still have a Trentagenarian. We're like
still
the new size of drink at Starbucks, the Trenta. Because we're 30 ounces of fatness, Cliff.
30. If only 30 ounces.
Are you ready
Are
you ready to be saddened?
Are you ready to be saddened?
Cliff.
Of course. Of course, always.
The Rock is in his 30s. He is a trentagenarian with us. So is Chelsea Handler. So is Michael C. Hall, Cliff. You might look at Dexter and think, was he? In his 40s? Nope.
What is he? 55? He must be my dad's age.
Ashton Kutcher is in his 30s.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
I don't wear it.
What are you eating? What are you eating over there?
I'll tell you in just 1 second.
Cliff, you can't eat. We're doing a show. It's all about talking. I can't talk for the both of us the entire 12 hours of this episode.
I thought I had a good 5 to 10 minutes of just a list of people in their 30s.
Matt Damon is in his 30s.
No, he's way older than us. So
he's in his 30s. I didn't say he was our age. I said he was in his 30s. Joel McHale. Sarah Chalk.
Oh, God.
Who I love.
Kendall, a healthy snack option for people in their 30s. You can buy a fudge-sickle, sugar-free fudge-sickle. Then you just sort of slice it in half, in the middle ways, lengthwise, and then place it between two graham crackers. And it's kind of like you made own ice cream sandwich.
But now, there is still hope for us, Cliff. There is. Still I'm going to tell you seven people that found stardom and success in their 30s.
In their
70s. I almost said 70s. There's still hope for us yet, Cliff. Sylvester Stallone did not become successful till he was in his 30s. Guess who else? Our favorite, else? Martha Stewart.
Martha.
Harrison
Martha.
Ford.
Nah.
Julia Child. Brendan Gleeson.
Who the f***? He's still not famous. Who is
That's
that?
That's Mad-Eye Moody, Cliff. If John Hamm, if he can make it at 30, any of us can make it at 30.
Oh, Kendall, let me. I'm not the first to say this. You and I are no John Hamm.
Well, I was going to say, I said if he could make it, then I thought, no, we don't look like him. Or we're not skinny like him. I don't know what I'm thinking.
We're nothing like him, Kendall. If people are looking for the antithesis.
I was just thinking that we're both mad men.
John Hamm, we're fat men. You've got some letters transposed again. And that's okay. We'll work on it.
And that's no joke. There was such a long pause, Cliff.
I had so much to say. I was working. I was trying to mold my words. I was asking.
You're going to have to mold faster than that, Cliff. You're going to have to put that ice cream sandwich down and mold that shit.
Kendall,
unfortunately, we broke the mold. Yes.
I broke it. Shattered. It was embedded in fat globules. How many homosexuals does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, just one.
One! As long as there's plenty of lube and he's real careful.
Oh, Cliff, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll pop?
One, a two, a three.
A three!
This portion of Cliff McKenna is brought to you by the Tootsie Roll Pop Corporation. Tootsie Pops, timeless snack for you and your kids. They're wholesome from the stick up.
That's thinking on your feet, Cliff, and that's no joke.
That's how we fed
jokes! Cliff, an elderly couple.
Got people in their 30s in here.
Still very loving after all these years, Cliff. He's going to come in here in a second. They're shocked when the woman's doctor says she has a heart condition that could kill her at any time. She has to avoid stress, to eat right, and never, ever have sex again. The strain could be too much. So, Cliff.
Oh, no.
The couple reluctantly tried to live by these rules. Both get really horny over time, though, Cliff, if you know what I'm saying. And the husband decides he'd better sleep downstairs on the couch to guard against temptation.
Yeah.
Luckily, he did that, so there was no chance of sex. Cliff, this worked for a couple weeks until late one night when they met each other on the stairs. She was coming down the stairs, and he was headed up the stairs. And she said, "Honey, I have a confession to make." Her voice was quivering. She says, "I was about to commit suicide."
Oh, no.
And he said, "Oh, sweetie, I'm so glad to hear it, because I was just coming upstairs to kill you."
Oh, no.
With a little bone session, Cliff.
Boning. Get those boners boning. Bone. Kendall. Three couples went out a camping. And the three husbands stayed in one tent, and the three wives stayed in the other. And at about 3 in the morning, Bob woke up and yelled, "Wow, unbelievable!" And Bill woke up and asked, "What's going on?" Uh-oh. And Bob said, "I gotta go to the other tent and find my wife. How come? Well, to have sex. I just woke up with the biggest hard-on I've ever had in my life." And after a pause, Bill Wu said, "Do you want me to come with you?" "Hell no." "Why would want you to do that?" "Well," he says, "because that's my wang you're holding."
Oh. Always check which wang you're holding, Cliff, before you head back to the tent.
See where the wang that you're holding is connected to, and just let it guide you.
Cliff, a young wannabe stud, not unlike ourselves, is vacationing alone in Hawaii. He hits the beach hoping to meet some hot young ladies, and much to his surprise, they all seem to be drawn to this old guy, more like us, a little further down the shoreline. Now, he goes back to the hotel, hoping for better luck that night at a nightclub. He goes to the club and sees the same old man surrounded by beautiful women. He pulls the guy aside and says, "Man, what is your secret?" And the old man says, "I saw you on the beach today, and I felt sorry for you. So I'll give you a little tip. Try putting a pair of socks down your trunks."
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. So the young man is thankful for the advice and can't wait for the next day to try his luck again. So the next morning, Cliff, he goes out to the beach, sticks a pair of clean socks neatly tucked into his trunks. But the girls only smile at him and move on. And then he sees the old man again, completely surrounded by beautiful women. And that night, he finds the old man again and asks for more help. And this time, the old man says, "Next time, son, put the sock in the front of your trunks."
Oh,
Cliff, they thought he had shat himself.
He probably did, let's be honest.
Why not?
People in their 30s, incontinence, it begins.
Sometimes it happens.
It begins. Sometimes you're on stage, shitting your pants, and you just gotta work through it. Did I mention that I found this bottle of Lucky St. Patrick's Day Sherry? It was behind my jokes over there. I just picked up my jokes, and there, well, it just, I don't know where it comes from. It just appears and disappears and reappears, and I'm just gonna have a little bit here with my NyQuil today.
But that wine will never, ever go away. Ever.
It won't go away. I hope not. I feel like it's a magic. Mrs. Potter put a butter turns into St. Patrick's Day 2012.
Oh, Cliff, tell me a joke. Please.
I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch. Kendall, when I work, I don't know if I ever even told you this. This is an aside from my life, is all it is. Not even really a joke. This is just something that happened to me. When I worked for a company that had a contract with 3M, 3M had asked me to write them a memo describing why we were having problems with diskette failures, which tells you how old I am, because I had all these diskettes everywhere. And I said in the memo that the disks were failing due to head crashes, and I know you might not understand that out there in listener land, but it's techie talk, and I know what I'm talking about. And I said if the customers would
No need to explain, Cliff.
No need to explain.
Techie talk.
Sorry for all this techie bobo jumbo. I said, if the customers would just clean their heads periodically, we wouldn't have these problems. I said in the memo. And oh my gosh, Kendall, you'll never guess. One customer responded, "Well, what kind of shampoo do you recommend?"
Oh, Cliff, that's his problem. No. He's using shampoo. Get a little Irish spring on his head.
Oh my God.
Cliff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Mr. Snodbot, he's asleep.
Everybody.
A plane.
Wake up!
A plane was taking off from Kentucky. from Kennedy Airport.
Kentucky rain keeps coming down.
Cliff, after it reached a comfortable cruising altitude, the captain made an announcement over the intercom.
Listeners at home. Drink your NyQuil.
He said, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Yeah. Welcome to flight number 293, nonstop from New York to Los Angeles. The weather ahead is good, and therefore we should have a smooth and an uneventful flight. Now sit back and we're like, oh my God!" Well, Cliff, there was silence. Then the captain finally came back on the intercom and said, "Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry I scared you earlier, but while I was talking, the flight attendant brought me a cup of coffee and spilled it in my lap. You should see the front of my pants." And a passenger in coach yelled out, "That's nothing. You should see the back of mine."
Oh,
Cliff, he scared the shit out of her.
She must have been in her 30s. She,
people are incontinent. This whole episode is about incontinence.
Oh, Kendall, if you hold on 1 second, I swear I got something to tell you.
You did tell me that joke about the homosexual light bulb. Maybe you're short a joke.
Speaking of, how do you know you're in a gay amusement park?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff. How?
Kid, they pass out gerbils in the Tunnel of Love. And finally, why was the gay embarrassed when he was caught giving oral sex to the well-hung black delivery boy?
I don't know, Cliff. Why?
Oh, Kendall, because he was caught with a foot in his mouth.
Oh, God.
Listen, what do they call bad jokes?
Cliff, I gotta take a break and ponder on that one for a moment.
It's in the name.
Listeners, we'll be right back after this.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Η αντισύλληψη είναι ένα θέμα που σας αφορά. Για σωστές συντροφικές σχέσεις, για οικογενειακό προγραμματισμό, για την υγεία. Duo. Από φυσικό λάτεξ, ηλεκτρονικά ηλεγμένα, σε τέσσερις τύπους. Duo. Η έγκυρη αντισυλληπτική προστασία.
And now back to the show.
We're back.
Oh, we're back. Kendall, don't say it too loud. People in their 30s might be listening.
They can't hear anymore, Cliff. They weren't hearing aids.
They can't hear. They listened to Chumbawamba too loud in the 90s.
Oh, God.
Kendall, I've got bad news. I got one early quote. That's the good news. And the bad news is what the quote says.
The good news will be less later. And, yes, tell me.
And I'm afraid that it's true. The I just woke up face of your 30s is the all day long face of your 40s.
I think my I just woke up face is already my 40s face. And I think it started in my 20s.
Oh, God.
I found a new sound effect and I love it.
Good. Lay it on us.
That's what she said. Lay it on me. Cliff.
That's what she
said. That's something that everybody should know. No. It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know. Now here are your hosts in your 30s. Cliff and Kendall.
Oh,
Cliff, we're in our 30s. And we got stuff people should know.
If you'd have told me I'd ever been in my 30s, I'd have said you were crazy.
Oh.
I'd have said you're crazy. I'd have said you're nuts.
Cliff, I got a question for you. What color is yak's milk?
Oh.
You know, it's your favorite.
Yellow.
No, Cliff.
Oh, shit.
Yak's milk is pink.
Kendall, speaking of timeless things that people in their 30s remember...
Uh-huh.
I geared all my things you should know for people in their 30s.
Well, that's something you should know in your 30s, Cliff.
Yeah. By the time you're 30, y'all know what fucking color yak's milk
is. Well, you should. I'm just saying.
Kinda what MTV twosome, another famous twosome in that long list of famous twosomes, an MTV twosome wore t-shirts honoring AC/DC and Metallica.
Oh, Cliff, is that Wayne's World?
No, they're not an MTV twosome.
Oh,
Beavis and the Butthead.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Cliff, who was Lyndon Johnson's vice president?
Oh, Gerald Ford.
No, Cliff.
No, I don't know.
Absolutely not. People in their 30s should know that it was Hubert Humphrey.
Hubert Humphrey. Nobody in their 30s ever heard the name Cliff. Hubert Humphrey.
I knew it. You right did after not. I read it.
Kendall, speaking of things, this is far more important. What former Cheers star was arrested in Kentucky for planting 4 industrial hemp seeds?
Was that Woody Harrelson?
That was the woodman himself.
I love him.
Love him. Love him!
Cliff, what proceeds and never the twain shall meet?
A fool and his money are soon parted. No, I don't know.
Cliff, east is east and west is west.
West is west.
And never the twain shall meet. That's why we never meet, Cliff, because you are east and I am west, and you are east and I am west.
We're like, we are really like the Patty Duke show in the 60s. We're just identical twins, but one of them's French, and that's all it is.
But we're cousins.
Identical cousins, and you'll find. They laugh like, they talk like, at times they even walk like. You can lose your mind.
Oh, they eat like.
Cliff and Kendall.
Coast to coast. Oh, yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Kendall, what museum overlooking Los Angeles took 13 years and $1 billion to complete?
I feel like I should know this.
I felt like you should. That's why I thought this is a perfect thing you should know.
Overlooking Los Angeles. I'm not going to go down without a fight on this one.
I'm not going down.
Is that the Grammy Museum?
It is the Getty Center.
Oh, that kind of museum.
A like museum? What kind of museum is that?
I was thinking of like, I don't know. I was thinking of like, I was thinking of like Emmys or Grammy. I don't know why I was thinking that.
Like a Planet Hollywood.
I was thinking of Hollywood. Cliff, who did Sarah Jane Moore try to assassinate?
Oh, Sarah Jane Moore. Of course, she tried to assassinate President Buddha.
Cliff, you said this answer 2 seconds ago. Gerald Ford.
Oh, no.
You just didn't say it at the right time.
I almost said Hubert Humphrey for two.
You get those two confused all the time.
Uh-huh. Sometimes I get nervous when I go through the line at Subway that when I want cucumbers, I'll say celery.
Oh, I get confused. I get nervous when I go through the line anywhere, Cliff. Because I'm going to say, I want something.
And then I'm going to say, can I have more of that? And more.
Keep piling
a little bit more.
Oh, come on. Don't be stingy.
Kendall, what right-wing radio personality popularized the term feminazis to mock strident feminists like us?
Rush Limbaugh?
Oh. Putrid name. I hate that you even had to say it, but yes.
I got it right, but I still did this sound effect because I hate him. Cliff.
Oh, okay. Unfortunately, he is on a list that we're on of disgusting fat people.
And that's all the time we have for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know.
You should surely know them by now. Pink.
You should know them, but you don't.
Yak's milk is pink.
Well, that is something you should know, and I'm glad you know it now.
A lot of people are born knowing that.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
It's
time for Kendall's stupid question. Oh, somebody just walked past the studio outside and they looked at me like I was crazy. Screaming.
I thought you were going to say somebody just walked over my grave.
No, wrong time of year, Cliff. Maybe.
Oh, no. Is it? We don't know.
We don't know.
Who can tell? This far into our 30s? Give me a break.
We have been in the studio for years. I don't know what month it is anymore. Uh-oh. Cliff, what are 5 things every visitor to this great country of ours should see? Let me ask you differently. One of them is the Cliff and Kendall Museum. What are 4 things that everybody that visits this country should see?
In the Cliff and Kendall Museum, they should visit the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
The San Francisco Bridge and
the Golden Gate
Bridge, the Alamo. Yeah, and
the Getty Museum.
And the Getty Museum.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Obviously.
Why not?
Obviously.
Cliff, what do you most often forget?
Oh, how fucking
Cliff, you never forget that. What do you forget? To eat healthy?
Yes, let's phrase it like that. I forget to eat healthy.
Well, we need an intervention. Cliff, what's your most prized possession?
My computer, because it plays such an essential role in doing this show.
Mine is my podcasty award. Cliff, what is your favorite philanthropic cause?
My favorite philanthropic cause would, of course, be the National Association for the Advancement of Obese People.
Oh.
The NAAOP.
Cliff, Cliff, you've never answered those questions that fast. Usually this segment lasts 20 minutes.
They're coming through me. They're coming through me quick today.
Because you say, anyway, that's all the time we have for stupid questions.
Kendall, call me clairvoyant. Call me what you will. Call me somebody who sits and eats Reese's.
I'll call you fat.
Peanut though. Butter eggs until the end of time. I feel like maybe the reason those answers came to me, I feel like maybe I was clairvoyant. Like maybe I've been asked those questions in some former life, some other time before now.
Maybe.
The answers were just there. They were there on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, no.
I don't know. It's surreal. It's weird.
But it's sad, too.
It is sad.
If our listeners are either 30 or scared of turning 30. Or reminiscent about the 30s. Check us out at cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, emails at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4-FAT.
Oh. Kendall, just remember, once you're over the hill, you begin to pick up speed, and that was said by Charles Schulz.
Too sad that that is too true.
Who's that?
Cliff, after 30, a body...
Of course, we pick up speed because we're so much heavier.
We just roll. A rolling fatso gathers no moss. Cliff...
Like a rolling fatso.
After 30, a body has a mind of its own. You know who said that?
Bette Midler.
Bette Midler. You're correct, sir.
I told you, I'm clairvoyant today. I'm having senses from beyond.
We'll see if you know the next one I have. Go ahead.
The only time you really live fully is from 30 to 60. The young are slaves to dreams, the old servants of regrets. Only the middle-aged have all their five senses in the keeping of their wits. And that was said by Hervey Allen.
Are you meaning to tell me I'm supposed to have all my wits about me right now? That's scary.
Well, between 30 and 60, so maybe about 45.
I've started regrets a little early, Cliff.
Regrets, I've had a few.
But everything I know, I learned after I was 30. Do you know who said that?
Too obese to mention. I learned after I was 30, and that was said by, I don't know, some real old dude.
Close enough. Jorge Clemenceau.
I thought that was, that's who I meant. That old dude, Kendall, in my 30s, I felt I had hold of one of the reins. Some of the time, and that was said by Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Cliff, 30 is the new 20. Unless you're 20, then it's the new 40. And that was Dane Pettigrew.
Peter Pettigrew.
Peter Pettigrew.
I love more.
Cliff, take us home. Cliff, take us home. Take us home.
People turn on this show. And they're like, I don't believe that these hosts are in their 30s, because listen to them. Believe it. If you want to see it, look at our faces. It's our 40s in the day face already. Oh, God.
And I'm Kendall, and I'm 30, and it's all right. We'll see you next week.
Oh, God. It's all right. Yeah. It's all right.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
I am bound for that bright city, where the street is paved with gold, where in peace I'll dwell forever. In heaven.